of KPCW in Park City. This is the Morning Mix. JW here with Christy Dillaway every week, every Friday.
Here we are.
Local music and events in the Wasatch back.
We are back for another Friday installment.
Oh, we are. We are. Yeah.
Hey, this week we're going to be joined by our musical guest, Shannon Runyon. She's in the studio. She's going to play songs throughout the hour. We're going to do weather and weekend events about 9:15. Then we'll be joined by guests Danny Bateman, Von Carrick, and Joey Trom. They're going to talk about Bonanza Campout Festival, which is coming right up out in Heber right on the riverside. And then we'll come back with Shannon a bit, and we'll talk about what's going on.
We have all sorts of stuff to talk about.
Oh, my God, because now the mud season's ending, and we're launching into summer events, and there's plenty to talk about.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't thinking about all the things we have to talk about. I was thinking that you and I are kind of chatty Cathys, and they give us an hour. We really need three.
We could do it.
You need two of your own.
I'll talk to Larry.
Okay.
See if we can get a three-hour gig.
All right. Hey, this is KPCW in Park City Morning Mix. We'll return with Shannon Runyon right after this. Don't touch that dial.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital and New Park Town Center, with new retail spaces and a year-round community development. Information about New Park Town Center is available at 801-303-5440.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and KPCW's sponsor. Epic Promise grants focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our community. Grants fund programs that help kids achieve great things in the classroom and develop a passion for the outdoors by engaging guests, our local community, and employees to create a more promising future. More information at epicpromise.com.
Welcome back to the Morning Mix. Christy Dillaway and JW, joined in studio by Shannon Runyon. Good morning, Shannon.
Hi.
When you talk, you get close up there.
Close up.
So, musician about town, solo, and do you do group gigs? Talk about your musical career for us.
So, I do a lot of solo. When I moved here, this will be my fifth summer now. Before I moved here, I said, if Park City is not good when it comes to music, I don't want to stay. But Park City's been awesome. So many amazing venues and places around town that keep musicians working and playing and encourage live music and original music. And so it's been pretty great.
And you've taken an active role in making it awesome with the various things that you do. And we'll be talking about that later in the hour. But you had a hand in all of this.
I hope so. I mean,
besides playing, encouraging other people to get out and to tell their stories, to share their music, get the music out.
I do think in the last 5 years, or maybe up to 7 or 8 years, the music scene has flourished beyond just the stages. I mean, we have that such a vibrant and amazingly chock full summer of music out in the community and at various places, which is incredible. I think that's one of the best selling points of our community, besides, you know, that greatest snow on earth. But the other venues that also have music, the little pocket venues and the, you know, the big hotels and kind of any event that goes on, there's a music element to it.
Yeah.
A running race. Who's the band?
Mm-hmm. And this is my seventh summer. So I would agree with you that it's gotten better and it's gotten better. And I was here in the early 90s just visiting. You know, I'd come out every year to ski. But I think that it's appreciably gotten better.
Yeah, more than just the bar scene. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go to a bar to see music.
Yeah. Also something, Christy, interesting you say greatest snow on earth. Mm-hmm. When I first came out here, I heard that a lot more. But I think we've really become more of a year-round community. I mean, it's easy to say that, but I think people look at Park City if they were to describe it to somebody, they take the whole year round thing, where 20 years ago they would say, oh man, the place is great, you know, the snow, blah blah blah.
And I moved here in December 90, and April 15th I think the resort's closed, and April 16th the line at the unemployment office was like around the block, because there was no more work until like July 4th. So yeah, it's definitely more year round, and just Everyone says you came for the winter and stayed for the summer.
That's right. And if we pull out of Paris,
yeah,
and if global warming continues, we'll have a year-round golfing, hiking, biking, dog community.
Okay. But we have a goal of zero, what is it? Zero emission growth,
yeah,
or net zero?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm all on board. Whatever that goal is and you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm working on that.
Well, that's our contribution, but everybody else has to jump in.
Well, we're going to be a leader. Hey, let's get back to music. Hey, Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Shannon, good morning.
Hi. Look, Shannon's in the studio. Well, tell us about a song and intro it and play it and get us all going.
So this song is called Wander, and originally it was about a breakup, sort of. I guess that was my muse for it. But it really is about finding yourself as you walk through life. And all who wander are not lost, I would like to say. That's not in the song, but I think it's pretty true. And I resonate with that. So this song is called Wander, and it's one of my newer ones. I've played it here, but only once.
Okay.
So I have a brand new song to play later. I have a few new songs, but I didn't feel like they're quite ready for radio. So next time, those will get on air. But this song is called Wander.
Live in the Morning Mix, Shannon Runyon will be with us for the hour on KPCW in Park City.
As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. 'Cause as I wander, I'll find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you worry about me. I got myself and a world to see. No, I ain't sad, you're not mine. I got my life, I'm just fine. Said as I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. 'Cause as I wander, I find the keys to take me places I want to be. So don't you think twice, just be yourself. I take care of me, baby, and no one else. No, I ain't sad, 'cause I'm free. I got my life, let's leave it be. The sun comes up, my beam goes down. Looks like I made it past another round. No, don't look back, you'll lose your way. In my loss I found, I can truly say. As I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. 'Cause as I wander, I find the key to take me places I want to be. Said as I wander down the road, ain't in no hurry, I'll take it slow. 'Cause as I wander, I find the keys to take me places I want to be. To take me places I need to be. To take me places that set me free.
You! We're going to take a quick break for underwriters, but stay tuned after these messages for weekend events and more with musical guest Shannon Runyon, plus our upcoming interview with the creators and director of Bonanza Campout Festival. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is The Morning Mix on KPCW.
Support for KPCW provided by United Concerts, presenting Dead & Company, featuring John Mayer on Wednesday, June 7th at USANA Amphitheater. Tickets available at all SmithTix outlets and smithtix.com. Dead & Company, June 7th at USANA Amphitheater.
Hi, this is Carla Lehigh, designer at Elliott Workgroup and longtime KPCW listener. Our design team offers complete architectural, interior, planning, and sustainable design services for historic, commercial, hospitality, affordable housing, and sports projects throughout Park City and the Mountain West. ElliottWorkgroup.com.
JW with Christy, musical guest with us throughout the hour, Shannon Runyon, and welcome back, everybody. I want to do a little weather for you right now. It's currently 56 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town Park City. Weather forecast, well, it's looking pretty good, Christy. It's looking real good, yeah. Today it's going to be sunny, high of 72, not a whole lot of wind. Saturday, also sunny, high of 81, if you can believe it's Sunday. Perfect sunny day again, high of 83. Monday, just a touch of clouds, mostly sunny, high of 79. Let's go out to Tuesday just for kicks, mostly sunny, high of 81. So that's good.
I'm excited.
This is kind of enticing, and you have to be careful about this, but you see all this warm weather, and I start thinking, you know, I have all these flower pots to fill, and I think, I got to get my flowers, got to get my flowers. But no, I have to wait until Father's Day.
That's Randy.
And you get this warm weather, and you say, geez, I can do it. But you never know when a frost is going to come. Now, somebody could say, well, just pull them inside. Well, there's too many pots.
Yeah, I think that warm teasing weather already happened because we had some really warm days and then we had the frost, which I think killed a lot of the cherry blossoms. But I think I'm going to say we're good now. I know Randy sticks to the, Father's Day saying.
Well, I've been doing that
for years.
But you
know that global warming, balmy golf all year thing you were talking about?
Of course.
I feel like it's okay now.
Yeah.
I give you permission to plant your flowers.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's see what you do.
No, too many flowers is too risky. I'm nervous. I'm going to wait till Father's Day, and I'll be very happy.
Well, there's a lot going on this weekend, so maybe you won't have time to even think about planting flowers. Because at Egyptian Theater this weekend, they've got Beauty and the Beast. This is the final weekend of shows. They've got a show tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and Sunday at 6.
Park City Film Series will screen Norman this weekend, Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 6, Jim Santee Auditorium.
Bonanza Town is back together and performing at the State Road Tavern at DeJoria Center in Camas tonight from 7 to 10 p.m.
Lash LaRue playing out at Wooden Shoe Park in Peoa tonight, opening this summer. The summer onslaught of free live music put on by Mountain Town Music. They start at 6:30 p.m.
Tomorrow, let's see what's going on Saturday. Sundance Institute is putting on a free screening of Caesar's Last Fast at the Park City Library at 4:45 p.m. in collaboration with the Christian Center's Latino Arts Festival. Film will be followed by a free Q&A with the director, Richard Ray Perez.
Mountain Town Music's annual Jambalaya event is at OP Rockwell with live music by the Monophonics. Vibe Tribe members enjoy food, beverages, silent auction from 7 to 9:30 p.m., after which the event will be open to the public. Ticket holders for the Monophonic show. It starts at 10. You can join the Vibe Tribe at mountaintownmusic.org or buy a show ticket at oprockwell.com.
That's where I'm going to be.
Yes.
I am a longtime Vibe Tribe member. Because isn't it just cool to be in the Vibe Tribe?
Yeah.
You can do it too.
It's the cool kids club.
Exactly.
Hey, what were you like in high school? Were you like that, like a cool kid? Or were you the Uncola?
Sure. I was super cool.
I think you were the Uncola.
Uncola?
Yeah.
That's like the uncool?
No. Just different. Like the 7-Up is not a cola.
I might have been a 7-Up. Yeah.
You're kind of like the 7-Up.
I was a 7-Up. Yeah. All right. That's a new nickname.
7 and Seagram's.
National Ability Center hosts their annual barn party tomorrow to benefit their equestrian program. The event features activities for the entire family and includes barbecue food, live music, and an opportunity drawing. It's from 5:30 to 10 p.m., and the admission ranges from free for the kids 5 and under, $25 for youth, and $55 for adults.
We told you about tonight. We told you about what's happening Saturday. Now here's Sunday and beyond. Park City Market, well, this is the debut weekend. Eco-friendly open-air market street festival offers a weekly eclectic mix of live music, regional arts, crafts, performance art, prepared foods, and mini farmers market. It runs from 10 to 5 each Sunday from now through mid-September. If you are new to town, yeah, you can try to wrestle through here and find a place to park, but it's best to take public transportation.
They have a bike valet.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, just to get your bike valeted, I think it's worth, even if you parked like somewhere nearby and then rode your bike the last, you know, quarter mile, just to get your bike valeted.
Remind me to tell you about my motorized surfboard. Do you think I could ride that to the Park Silly Market?
I think that would fit right in with the All Silly right. Market Sunday.
I don't own one, but I was on one yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But, yeah. Get one.
Okay. I'm going to tell you about it.
Rumba Libre is going to play in the Park City Park Monday night as part of the new series called Noches de Verano en Parque de la Ciudad, which is Summer Nights in the City Park.
I'm so glad you had that one to read. I have no idea. I don't know how.
I tried to set you up, but the rotation didn't work. All right, I got it.
No. Oh, you tried. Oh, you tried to nail me.
No.
Yeah, right. Well, I can't pronounce things very well, so you know, I would definitely get.
Hablo español.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Jan's fly fishing experts are offering free Monday night casting clinics from this Monday through Labor Day in the ponds at Deer Valley from 5 to 7 p.m. You bring your own rod if you have one, and you learn from experts.
Do you think they'll do anything with nymphing?
I hope so.
That's going to be a holdover theme for me from now on.
Yeah.
Nymphing is optional, or nymphing might be a good option. Is that what that said in the fly fishing description we did a couple weeks ago?
You got to be careful who you hang out with, but yes, I would say nymphing
is
definitely
a good option. Yep. Jan's also is hosting free weekly Monday night road rides for women. Woo woo! Departing from their Park Avenue location at 6 p.m. for a 90-minute road ride. All level riders are encouraged to join and to learn. But if you prefer to mountain bike, then shift over to Tuesday nights for Team Sugar's Tuesday Night Rides, which are also free and for women riders.
Mm-hmm. Well, from Monday through Sunday next week out in Hebrew Airport, the B-25 plane named Made in the Shade will be visiting and offering paid passenger rides. This is put on by the Utah Commemorative Air Force Museum out there at the airport. Christy, I was at Red Ledges yesterday, and the B-25 went by, and it was absolutely beautiful. I mean, there's two things that I think about. Was the extraordinary beauty of the B-24, the B-25, and the B-29, which were the workhorses for bombing and for winning World War II. But the other thing I think about is all the planes and people that we lost. I mean, so many of those got shot down over Germany, especially the B-24s and the B-25s. My dad was a tail gunner in a B-29, which is the larger one. But boy, we lost a lot of guys in that.
Don't you have to be really small to be a tail gunner? Isn't
you
that
do.
Like a little cramped up
my
ball
dad
of
was,
a spot?
My dad was 5'11", but he was very, very thin when he was 18 years old.
Oh yeah,
he gained weight after that, but he was very, very thin, so he could fit into that. He was basically at the maximum height for a tail gunner. It's a little plexiglass thing at the very tail and what they try to do is they try to shoot the tail out of the plane, so it was kind of a vulnerable position, but he did great.
He'd have good views, but they'd be scary views.
Oh, God,
I don't know
views.
The B-25 necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take my son out to the airport out there mm-hmm. to look at the old planes and stuff. He was into that. But they do fly really slowly, right?
They fly slowly, and they are...
It seems like it wouldn't be that hard to shoot it down, or at least you'd get to take a lot of shots.
It wasn't, and with the fortified cities that Germany had, anti-aircraft and all that sort of stuff, it was tough. It was tough. You know what we're going to do? We're going to, what are we going to do? You want to go to Underwriters, or do you want to go right to Shannon Runyon?
Look, Shannon's right here in the studio.
Unbelievable.
Let's talk to Shannon.
All right. So Shannon, welcome back.
Thanks.
Shannon also runs the Monday night open mic at The Cabin, which is part of what we were saying, that you help promote and foster a bigger musical community and kind of encourage new musicians or mixing around musicians. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that and how it works.
Well, honestly, I don't think it all would have taken off without Elizabeth Harza. So I met
her. We love Elizabeth.
She's awesome. I met her very early on when I moved here. And I went to hear her sing, and she was incredible. And we started talking and started doing music together. But then we really started talking about our vision for music, no matter where you live. But just the goal of community and getting all-level musicians on stage, encouraging anyone that sings that wants to write, to write. So she and Bill McGinnis also have monthly or bi-monthly singer-songwriter gatherings where you can learn all kinds of skills and techniques, which I've gone to and I've learned a lot from. My last song, in fact, comes from one of the practices we did at one of the singer-songwriter events. So we were just completely on the same page about getting people on stage. And Junior from the Cabin was all about it as well, so he got pretty excited about the open mic. And it's been going great. We have people from all over coming. We had these incredible guys come up from Salt Lake that play, I don't even know what you call it, but they play like Khaki King on their guitar, or it's very percussive, and oh, it's just incredible. But there's just a lot of joy in getting people on stage, getting them performing, seeing people grow as they progress in music, seeing them write, and, you know, even there's other venues in town, like Molly Blooms has a jam on Wednesday nights, and that's hosted by Jenny Gautney and Terry Casper. Thursday nights at O'Shucks in Jeremy is a jam open mic as well, and that's hosted by Jeff Call, and Casey Coyle's now stepped in to help. And it's, I talked to all those guys this last couple of days, and they all want to see more people getting on stage. And Wednesday night there was two high school girls that were visiting from Nashville. They were there with their parents, and they got up and played, and it was incredible. And I just got all giddy, and I was talking to them because it's just fun to see people express and let go and work through nerves, mm-hmm. being on stage, and just what music does for people as individuals and as a community. So it's been awesome.
I think one of the nicest things about music is being surprised. And if you have an expectation for a band that you're going to go and listen to, or you find out that someone's playing a certain genre and you go to O.P. Rockwell for a particular genre, you know, you already have that expectation set in your head, and you can still be surprised. But when you go to an open mic night, you never know who's going to get up next. And I remember several years ago, I was at the Spur with my son, who played at the open mic night, and he's a really good musician back in Boston. And right after my son played, this Mexican gentleman, couldn't speak a lick of English, got up with an acoustic guitar, and he sang the most beautiful version of Yellow is the Color of My True Love's Hair. Mm. And it was so cool. And nobody was expecting this. And it was just, but that's one of the great things about music is just being blown away.
Yeah. I often say, I mean, I love being a musician. I love playing. And this town has been amazing for it. I mean, kudos to Park City. But one of my favorite nights is open mic, just because people will come in, people coming through for, you know, the winter, summer season and not knowing there's an open mic, but, oh, I play. Is there a house guitar? Yeah, okay. And just seeing people get on stage and just the skill level, sometimes I'm just like, I am just blown away by you. Like, I'll pull people aside and talk to them. And plus seeing locals around town who mostly their outlet sometimes is just open mic. And they get up there and they have a good time. They have new songs all the time and they just enjoy being around other musicians. And I love open mic because you can play a little bit and then hear everyone else play and just support and bolster the live community of music around here.
Excellent. Going to play another song for us?
Yeah. This song is actually a friend of mine that used to live in Park City. I saw him at the Cabin one night during open mic. I'm like, what's up? He's like, oh, you know, I just got back from Bangkok. And I'm like, yeah, how was it? Well, I got a tattoo. I have no idea how I got it. And I was like, can I write that song? He was like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What was it a tattoo of?
I didn't even ask him.
Okay.
I'm going to Bangkok in July, August.
Uh-oh.
Are you? Uh-oh. No, I'm not coming home with a tattoo. Of course, he didn't think he was either. So let's hear how the song plays out.
I'm not sure.
Christy,
you ruled
nothing
it
would
out.
Surprise me about you. You could come back with a
7-Up on my leg.
You could have that on your leg. Beyond Cola, Christy Dillaway. Jeez. Live on the Morning Mix, this is Shannon Runyon. She's with us for the hour. And the name of your song?
It's called Bangkok Tattoo. Keep
Bangkok
it simple,
Bangkok
right?
Tattoo.
Right. wake up with a new tattoo. My head was pounding, I was missing a shoe. I looked all around, but hadn't a clue, baby, how I got my new tattoo. Whoa. Read across my fingers, L-O-V-E. Letters with no meaning, especially to me. I'm a little angry cause I haven't a clue, baby, how I got my new tattoo. Whoa. 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 Well, I said, ain't it amazing that it took so long? No rhyme, no reason, no right or wrong. I walked to the temple, but my burden was gone, and I blame it. Well, I blame it on my new tattoo. So many colors running up my arm. I drag in with teeth, but not much charm. I raised my hand, and no one had a clue, baby, how I got my new tattoo. Whoa. Took so long, no rhyme, no reason, no right or wrong. I walked to the temple, but my burden was gone, and I blame it. Well, I blame it on my new tattoo. Well, if we hadn't fought, I would have gone straight to bed. But I finished the bottle, now my memory is dead. There's no more you, but in your place instead is my brand new Bangkok tattoo. Yes, I said, ain't it amazing that it took so long? No rhyme, no reason, no right or wrong. I walked to the temple, but my burden was gone, and I blame it. Yes, it ain't it amazing that it took so long? No rhyme, no reason, no right or wrong. I walked to the temple, but my burden was gone, and I blame it. Well, I blame it on my new tattoo. I blame it on my new tattoo. I blame it on my new tattoo. I blame it on my new. Blame it on my new tattoo.
I'm gonna blame it on the Mekong whiskey he was probably drinking. This is Shannon Runyon live on The Morning Mix on KPCW. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the guys from Bonanza Campout Festival.
G'day. This is Ian from Campos Coffee, a proud KPCW sponsor. Our first winter in Park City was awesome. Thanks for accepting us into our community. We're open for breakfast and lunch every day during the mud season. We're just above the ice rink at Park City Mountain. CamposCoffee.com.
Support of KPCW comes from Zions Bank International Banking and Foreign Exchange Services. Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. More information available online at zionsbank.com. Support for KPCW comes from the Natural History Museum of Utah, a nonprofit organization presenting Bugfest, a one-day festival celebrating the world of insects. Meet local entomologists, enjoy fun activities, and if you wish, eat some bugs. Saturday, June 3rd. The Natural History Museum of Utah is located just minutes from Park City in the University of Utah's Research Park. The current special exhibit, Vikings, is included with admission. More at nhmu.utah.edu.
Welcome back to The Morning Mix. We're joined with our next guests, Danny Bateman and Joey Chom, festival founders of Bonanza Campout Festival, coming to River's Edge in Heber, June 23rd to 25th. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you for having us. Thank you. Good morning.
I'm so intrigued and excited. There's some huge names on this lineup. And your camping and the cabins all sold out, I believe. It's like going fast. So a lot of excitement and fury for I'm not sure what the word I was going for there for this festival. So tell us about it and tell us how you came to it.
Yeah, the camping is a great part of it. We do want to stress to people though that it's not, you don't have to camp out to come see the show. You know, I think that might be a small misconception, but you can definitely buy a day pass and come check out all the artists. Joey and I and our other partner Vaughn and another partner out that lives out of state, we put this concept together about 3 years ago, and we happened to stumble upon the site through a friend that referred River's Edge to us, and it had accommodating cabins, and we walked it and decided that it was probably the best site for a festival in the state. And you know, this year we got lucky and put the cabins on sale, and they sold within the first day, so that was pretty miraculous.
Some people might not understand where River's Edge is. Can you describe that?
If you're standing on the dam wall of the Jordan L Reservoir and you look down the dry side, then you're looking at River's Edge.
Right, exactly. And Joey, did you model this after another event, or did you come up with this yourself?
So we also have another brand called Reggae Rise Up, and it's a festival that's been going on here in the state of Utah for several years. And we've also expanded that brand into the St. Petersburg, Florida market. And so we've been doing that type of festival, and we've kind of just branded it more of that boutique feel, where you can see national, international artists, where it's not 100,000 people. You know, there's still only 7,000 to 10,000 people around. So you're not crammed like you are at Coachella or Lollapalooza or something like that.
Awesome. Yeah. So talk about the lineup.
Yeah, I mean, we have acts like Odessa, Miss Lauryn Hill, Nas, Chet Faker. Those are going to be our headliners over the 3 days. And then we have support acts like Cut Copy, Congos, Duke Dumont, and so forth.
And June 23rd, June 24th, June 25th, when does the music start? And are there any other activities?
Yeah, so load-in for campers begins at 11 a.m. on Friday, June 23rd. And music will go from 3 p.m. until midnight that night. And then Saturday and Sunday, respectively, will go from noon until midnight each day. So you're looking at over 30 hours of music over the weekend.
Okay.
And if I don't necessarily recognize some of these names, describe the style of music. Or is it a...
Yeah.
If you know the lineup, the people on the lineup, it's pretty heavily hip-hop driven. But there's everything. There's something for everybody in there. You've got everything from electronic music to some of your rock and roll genres to hip hop to, you know, Joey can probably touch on this more. He's a little more cultured than I am. But the cool thing about this particular layout is I feel like when people go to festivals, they drop, you know, anywhere from, you know, just to be fully accommodated, you're talking at least $1,500 if you go to a festival out of state. But at our festival with a weekend pass and a campsite, you're about $350 all in. And the beautiful thing about it is you can see every single act on the bill. The way we've got it laid out is once the main stage is done, you can walk. It's literally 150, 200 feet to the B stage, and you can see that band. And as you get later into the day, there's a small overlap of maybe 10 minutes per band, but you get your money's worth. You're not missing any acts. So you can see every single genre that's possible in the bill.
And you don't have a big gap between one band to the next because waiting for the set change, you can go to the B stage.
Absolutely.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
And without any inconvenience, you can drop a boat in the water over at the Jordan L and, you know, have some fun during the day and, you know, take a few hours as a break and then come back to the festival. And
we have a few groups of friends that are doing that. They're going to be camping at the festival while bringing up their boat and hanging out at the reservoir early in the morning and then coming back down in the early afternoon to hang out and watch the music.
A lot of the bands have told me that they're doing the same thing, so...
The bands are touring on a boat?
Yeah.
Or
boat
pulling one behind the bus?
Yeah, a lot of them are planning on renting boats, so if you might catch Ms. Lauryn Hill going boating or something.
Well, that'd be something.
At least go out there and look for her.
Yeah, exactly. Boy, it sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah, so there was a festival there before. Did they vacate and you swooped in and grabbed it?
That was Keatley. I mean, you're probably talking Uncle and Canny's, and then it evolved into Keatley. And the founders of that, which is Junior, Rich, and Dave, they're all very good friends of ours. And they actually, they've actually been really awesome in helping us. They kind of paved the way for this to be a possible thing, in a sense where the infrastructure of the site wasn't fully ready for a festival of the caliber of the one we're putting there. They've definitely helped groom the site and make it a thing that is possible for ours to be there today. So we definitely respect them a lot and appreciate their efforts.
I think one successful event can breed many more. We could have a summertime of events out there. I love festivals with camping.
Yeah,
that's a huge difference for me, just economically and also to just walk back to your camp,
right?
Change your clothes, make a cocktail, come back in. I love that aspect.
Yeah.
Although if it was this close, I don't know. I would probably
stay
drive.
Home.
Yeah, I mean, I would drive out there. And what's the parking going to be like for people coming from Park City?
So we have some local partners with some farmers that have accommodated their fields for us. And we will have paid parking with free shuttle services. It's about a mile and a half to 2 miles down the road. So right off of the Highway 40, you're able to park and then hop in a free shuttle bus and then take it down the road to
Darryl. That'll be well signed.
Absolutely.
That I can figure that out.
There's a lot of room out there. It's nice.
Yeah, we'll have a lot of good side signage.
I remember at the Walsburg Music Festival last year, we were doing a live remote. And, you like the natural sounds that come through. And this guy drives up in a tractor and drives right by where all this stuff. But you never know what's going to happen at these things, And so, Joey, tell us what your need is for volunteers.
Yeah, so we're doing really well on our volunteer needs. We have sent out a few social media posts requesting people to volunteer in exchange for Bonanza swag and a weekend pass after they fulfill their two volunteer shifts of 6 hours each. And those can be done pre-festival, during the festival, or post-festival. And we have about 140 volunteers signed up right now, which is fantastic, whereas last year we only hit about 60 volunteers. So we've really increased in the involvement side for the volunteers.
Are you still looking for more?
I would say we are, but I believe our staffing team put a cutoff as of yesterday.
Okay.
So, they may be able to sneak in there last second if they wanted to fill
it out. I volunteer at Telluride Blues and Brews, and that's how I get my weekend pass.
I love that festival, yeah.
Yeah, and I told them, hey, I'm really good at VIP hospitality. So I got assigned to the VIP area, and it's not much of a job. I mean, it's kind of hang out in VIP, and then I get the VIP wristband. So even when my shift's over, I'm still in the VIP. I feel like I should pay to be there. I mean, to do my shift. It's so awesome.
I'm really good at VIP.
I am.
I think our VIP volunteer spot is full.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Well, the Uncola.
I wasn't campaigning.
The Uncola. You can still get in there, but there is a tab on your website for volunteers.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes. Know, yeah. Vendors, volunteers, just a way to get involved.
Ooh, vendors. What kind of vendors are you having?
Yeah, we have 15 food vendors and 25 general vendors that are like local merchants, jewelry, clothing. Nonprofit organizations. Food vendors range from the Cluck Truck, Poutine Your Mouth, even Stevens. There's a whole bunch of good options.
Sounds I like good. That too. And that's the other thing when you camp at a festival, people are bringing their stove. I'm like, I'm not cooking. Yeah. There's food at the festival.
Yeah, we absolutely
You eat
love
it
food.
And you wash your hands and you're done. I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Christy's a VIP. She doesn't cook.
I think funny. The Raw Bar opens at 4.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez. Pardon me. Do you have any great poupon?
Hey, Mr. Golf Club. we move in different circles sometimes.
Well, we're kind of in the same circles, but sometimes we're in different
Is
circles.
Is there a hula hoop section?
Yeah, you can make your own.
Make your own section or make your own hula hoop?
The whole festival has a hula hoop section available. We actually, it's funny you say that because last year we had, during one of the sets, one of the DJs came up to me and asked me if I could bring up all the hula hoopers on stage. And there happened to be just a mess of LED hula hoops out there.
Yeah.
And so, sometimes the DJs want to invite people up that have hula hoops.
It's visual.
Or, those are okay.
Poi balls? Are there poi ball dancers too? The ball on the string?
Yeah, last year I saw a handful of them, but I would say 5 or 6 people were dancing with them.
Oh, Shannon's raising her hand. She does that.
She's in.
So, and I bought some in Thailand, back to the Bangkok conversation. I bought some in Thailand when my son was a baby. We lived on the beach there. And while he was napping, I was trying to figure out how to entertain myself. And they were kind of the thing then. Yeah. So I'd stand out there on the beach with my poi balls. But I never graduated to fire. I knew better than to put fire to my poi balls. You know what I'm talking about, J-Dub?
I do. But you can also put fire in your hula hoop.
Yeah. Whoa. No, we're not going there either.
No, no, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Just a thought. But
that sounds intense.
This is June 23rd, June 24th, June 25th. Camp loading starts at 11. Music starts at 3, buttons up around 12 midnight.
Correct.
Bunch of vendors with food and jewelry and stuff. And, of course, you've got the Jordanelle, and you've got all these public golf courses, and you can bring a bike and hikes and everything
else.
It's just, you know, just a great area here, isn't it?
Yeah, daily hikes and adult games from cornhole, beer pong, all sorts of fun things.
Yeah.
But it's really about the music. Let's not forget about the music.
You know, I never heard of cornhole before back in Boston. I mean, we had that game, but we didn't
call it
that.
I think we called it beanbag toss.
Yeah, we called it beanbag. So I moved here 6 years ago, and I go to this party, and this guy says, hey, you want to play cornhole? I don't even know you.
I still refuse to call it that. I have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
So tickets are on sale still.
Yeah, tickets are available at bonanzacampout.com. They range from $65 for the day to $175 for the weekend. Just depends.
Nice.
Just depends on what you're looking to do.
Well, listen, thank you so much for joining us. And this, of course, is Joey Trom and Danny Bateman, Bonanza Campout Festival. You can go to bonanzacampout.com for more information. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to have great weather.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're very excited.
Yeah. We're making that projection right now.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
He is the weatherman, so we'll go with that.
Yeah. And you're not going to have a lot of wind either. Maybe a little wind on Sunday.
That's just a slight breeze. Good to know.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You know what's important in radio is to make stuff up.
Oh, so we're going to have rain and drizzle down.
This show is podcast, so I suppose somebody could go back and say, well, you said.
Oh, the historical
record. In general, it's live.
I stand by all statements.
It changed.
We're going to take a short break now. We're going to play a tune from Treehouse Sanctum, and here it is for you. We will be back with some other thoughts on music in the area, and also Shannon Runyon's going to play some more music for us. Stay with us. We'll be back right after this.
Fire an engine 3,
the Morning Mix. We want to thank Danny Bateman and Joey Traum. They were just our guests talking about the Bonanza Camp Out Festival, June 23rd to 25th. And you just heard Pilot and Crew from Treehouse Sanctum. They're playing at OP Rockwell June 23rd. They were just named by 303magazine.com's list of Denver's Underground Five. They were of the five local artists to check out in June, and they're playing in Park City in June. So good to give you a listen to that. There's so much music, of course, summer being the high point of all the music going on in town and in the area. And I mean, I just have this huge personal calendar that I've put together so I don't miss anything. I know I'm definitely going to Monophonics tonight, or Saturday night. Big Sam's Funky Nation is opening the Snow Basin Blues, Brews, and Barbecues on Sundays. I love that series. Let's see what else is high on my
list. Taj Mahal is pretty big.
Taj Mahal, I'd really like to see.
That's Taj Mahal and
tickets.
Keb Moe, and they're playing at Red Butte Garden on the 4th of June.
Right. Dead & Company down at USANA next week on the 7th. What else is on your hit list? Are you a Little River Band guy?
I'm a Little River Band, a little bit of a Little River Band guy, and I also like a couple of tunes from Collective Soul, but I mean, there's so much good music here.
Big Frida is playing this weekend at the down in Salt Lake with the Pride Festival.
Yeah.
That's going to be a funky, scandalous. She'll fit right in. I'm just curious about that one.
You know, back to Treehouse Sanctum. Denver's a pretty big town, and for them to come out and say, here's one of the top five new bands you should be listening to.
There you go.
You know, I think, and when are they at OP's again?
June 23rd.
June 23rd, yeah.
You know, OP Rockwell's kind of fitting that vibe of bands that you should see now when you can see them in a 350-person venue.
Right.
Before they get to the 800-person venue.
Are you in town the 23rd?
I am not.
Okay. All right. I was going to say we can go together, but I'm definitely going to go, I think.
You could go without me. I'll let you go without
me. Okay, yeah. I can't hula hoop.
No hula hooping in the club. Who else is coming up? Let's see. Dirty Heads and Soja, July 7th at the Galvin Center. I'm curious about that because Galvin Center was big. They used to do the Thursday concerts there, and then they moved them to the Pioneer Park. But Galvin Center is still well set up, and they think they have seating in there now. North Mississippi Osborne and Lucas Nelson at Red Butte.
Lucas Nelson.
So North Mississippi Osborne is North Mississippi All-Stars and Anders Osborne, and they tour together. You know, I think when you do your own music for so long, maybe sometimes you're like, hey, let's do something together.
Of course.
And then we can hang out on the bus.
Yeah.
I'd go see that, except I'm going up to Grand Targhee for the Targhee Music Festival that weekend, and they're coming up there.
You know, one of the craziest juxtapositions of musical bands was the Doobie Brothers, which have a very distinct style, laid-back California. And then you get something like, which is really studio-produced, like Journey. And they both had the same manager, and they decided to put the two bands together. They went on tour last summer, and it was a fascinating combination. I wasn't expecting it to be good, but I mean, I love the Doobie Brothers. I wasn't sure about Journey, but boy, was that a great combination.
You saw that at USANA, right?
I saw that at USANA.
So did they play like a Doobie Brothers set and then a Journey set, or did they collaborate at all?
They didn't actually collaborate. Okay. The Doobs were up first, and then Journey came on with that Filipino lead singer he nailed all the Steve Perry songs. I mean, he was pretty good.
And USANA, you're so far away, you can't see anyway.
Yeah. Now, Dave Mason opened. Yeah, we were far away. But Dave Mason opened the whole deal.
Wow, what a lineup.
And, you know, I've seen Dave Mason a whole bunch of times, and he sort of fell down on that one. That wasn't a very good a good concert for him, but the Doobs and Journey, they were pretty
Doobs.
Hot.
That's what people in the know call them, the Doobs. Oh, I do like when we were talking to the Bonanza Campout guys that festival goes until midnight. And I'll say that a light show really helps engage. I love summer music. I love being outside. But sometimes it's hard to really tighten up that connection when you're watching and listening because the stage is kind of...
That's right.
It's harder to see.
Yeah.
And when it gets dark and the lights come on, I feel that. It shortens the distance in some way.
It does.
It's like telephoto lensing it, you know?
Yeah, it sort of frames the space.
Yeah. And all the people in between, me and there, because I'm not, you know, I'm not always VIP. Not always up front.
You know something? I got a kick out of that.
If there's a dance floor up front, I'm up front. Like Canyons, I love that stage because everyone sits up on the hill and I just show up and walk right up to the front and dance. And Red Butte, I like that too. But
I want to volunteer, but I'm very good at VIP entertaining.
Right. That's really cool. When I signed up to volunteer for Telluride.
Did you say that when you were on the Blues Cruise? Did you lay that on
anybody? I was trying to make some connections there, yes.
Yeah.
But when I signed up to volunteer for Telluride, the options were like ticket taker and like garbage cleanup. And, you know, I would have done whatever because I just wanted to go to the festival. But there was like a comment box.
Yeah.
So I put my best plug in the comment box, and I got assigned a VIP.
So when you're a Blues Cruise and everyone's dancing around having fun, and some guy says, hey, you want to dance? And would you ever say, you know, I'm kind of a VIP girl?
You know what I used to say? Because I was always dancing, not just at Blues Cruise, but I'm always dancing. And if someone says, hey, do you want to dance? I used to say, I am dancing.
Ah.
Maybe that came off a little rudely, but it seemed obvious I was dancing.
Yeah. Or throw something different in, like, I'm an astronaut.
Huh.
Try
all right.
That.
If
try
I could
that.
Go back to Let my 20s, I'd try I'm an astronaut.
You know, I got to ask Shannon. Shannon, would that work? Like, Shannon, what's your experience with people asking you to dance and you don't want to dance with them? How do you deal with it?
I was laughing inside because I have used that line before as well. I love to dance. I'm already dancing usually. You want to dance? Well, kind of am.
Yeah.
Can I dance with you? It's a free world. Let's do
right, that. Right.
Yeah. For sure.
While we have Shannon, let's get her to play one more. Oh, wait. No, first we want to talk about...
Oh, yeah.
Quickly about you also do booking for Cognition Winery, which is new and in Iron Horse, across from Ritual and next to Windy Ridge. You do booking for Park City Brewery out at the Pinebrook exit, right?
That's
And...
Rasmussen.
And the third place...
Boneyard.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yep, and they all kick in a week or two. Well, PC Brewery has been going all season. Elizabeth mostly takes care of that one. So I work with Elizabeth on all these, Elizabeth Harza.
It's a great service because the managers and the GMs of these places, they don't know all the bands, and these guys are completely connected.
And there's a different language when you're talking to musicians.
Yes.
You got to know the words.
Mm.
You got to know the – no, I'm kidding. I book the musicians for the show. But, okay, so tell us, so that starts soon, and what nights do they do music at those places?
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Cognition, and the same at Boneyard, and then PC Brewery, it varies. You'll kind of check their website, like sometimes Thursday, sometimes Friday, sometimes Sundays.
I can't believe this happened, but I wasn't even watching the time. But we are almost out of time. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do our final underwriter. We'll be back right after this with some final words.
Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel, 565-4730, parkcityaircruiseandtravel.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, lrw-law.com. And the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
I want to thank our underwriters for this great show, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties, and Shannon Runyon playing in the background.
KPCW in Park City. And